Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Is he a loser? I believe he's a winner.
He's a winner right now. He's a winner, yes.
I don't know. It's terrifying behavior.
Yes.
It is terrifying behavior, but, you know, if you're trying to go viral, you won.
Was yes. he? Because he wasn't even sitting with anyone.
Yeah, I think someone just filmed him.
The person knew to have the phone. Nah.
I don't know.
I don't buy it.
I don't know.
I'm skeptical like that.
Well, you know, it's good to be that way.
Either way, it worked.
Yes.
He seemed like he had no awareness for his surroundings or what was going on.
That's important, though.
He's just involved in his little Activia with his, you know.
No, I think that's like, you know, it's like the Navy SEALs of trying to go viral.
Yep.
Ugh.
Make it look like someone just happens to be recording you doing something wild and
right.
you have no idea you're being recorded.
Then why haven't we heard from this guy?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
He choked in a hot dog and died.
Just saying.
Yeah, like no one found this guy?
No one has talked to him.
No one.
We don't know his name. We don't know where he's from.
Right.
Probably from the New York metropolitan area.
I think his name is A. Nanny Moose.
He is Hollow Hot Dog Man.
Hollow Hot Dog Man.
Pretty wild.
Beer Man. Wiener Man.
All right, so if you haven't seen the video, Phil, you want to set it up?
Yankees Mets at Yankee Stadium. Guy just sitting in the crowd, got his fresh cup of beer, pulls the dog out of the bun in his bare hand, just holding the whole thing, like if you picture like a shake weight, sort of like that, pokes a straw. Now, here's what's interesting. You never get a straw with a beer, so I don't know where that came from. Just realizing that now
probably
as we're talking through this.
Probably had a straw on him. You know, pull the hot dog out of his pants.
This is my hot dog poking straw.
Maybe.
So he gets his straw, pokes it through the end of the hot dog, about halfway in, sucks the meat out of the straw, turns the hot dog around, pokes it through the other side, now has a cylinder through the center of the hot dog, long ways like a straw, dunks it into the beer, and starts drinking the beer through the hot dog. However you're picturing it, that's exactly how it was.
Okay. And AJ's going to try it.
Yep.
Barbaric.
All right, so I heated some wieners in the microwave.
They smell good.
You know, the entire kitchen smells like hot wiener now. All right, so I now insert.
All right, hold on. All right, we're watching this on Chaz and AJ TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so. All right, I'm going to insert the straw. Ha! Damn, these things are hot! Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Then it go off. Okay, so I burned myself.
Are you showing the camera?
Yes. The camera's on right here.
Okay. Good.
Yep. So the camera's on right here. It's hot.
You know what's funny is if you have hot dogs on the grill and you try turning them with your pan,
yeah.
that hot oil gets in there. So it's not just when you touch it.
Yeah.
It's you got to get that grease off.
Yeah. And you got to do this delicately because you can't come out the side of the hot dog.
Right.
Otherwise, ruins the straw.
Yeah.
It's like surgery.
Ruins the straw. Yeah. So
are you going to suck that meat out? You can't go all the way through with the straw. No. Yeah. Is that how it was done? Did you see this video?
I saw the video. I saw the guy pushed the straw through, and the meat came out with the straw. Like kind of like the straw itself has got the meat going through it right now.
I thought Phil said he did both ends.
Yeah.
So he went halfway through, pulled it out,
sucked
the meat.
One side and the next. Yeah. He also had a much bigger hot dog. Like AJ's working with a little less surface area there.
You want to run through this again, Phil, slowly, because AJ clearly doesn't know what to do.
All right. Get your straw.
Yeah.
Hold your hot dog lengthwise.
No, but he already has half of it filled with meat. And he's not sucking. You're not going to get a straw completely full of meat. You're not going to suck the meat out of that. He pulls the hot, doesn't he, Phil?
This is tough.
I can't talk while that sound effect is going on.
That's good meat in there.
And I can't look. It's a bad, bad sound.
Wait, by the way, this was Boss Keith's idea. So don't say, you know, that I did because I want to do this.
I don't know what you just said.
Just disclaimer, because I know there's going to be comments on Facebook later on.
Hold on. Do you know how the video went?
Yes,
so
I saw it.
Stuck the straw in the hot dog.
I didn't see him doing it. I saw a reenactment. Somebody else did it.
Well, then.
That's
a little different. I saw someone who, from a major newspaper, who reenacted it, you know, in their kitchen and showed how they did it.
Okay.
So he put the straw through the hot dog.
Halfway through.
Right.
Pulls it out.
Right.
Sucks the meat out.
Yep. And then on the
so
other end,
halfway
same
through
deal.
The yeah. hot dog, No, you pull it out. Pull it out. No.
Oh, oh, I don't know what's happening in there.
We just lost Chaz. We know that.
So first he's trying to suck the meat out while the straw's still in the hot dog. And then he pulls the straw out and sucks the hot dog.
Well, you got to test to make sure you got...
Welcome to date night. Hot dog, hot dog. All right, I know I've got...
How many hot dogs did you cook?
I cooked two.
Because this... All right, well, this is going to just...
The whole thing took this guy 5 seconds, by the way.
Yeah, well, he's
that's
done...
That's right.
Yeah, because he's done it before, obviously.
I'm saying.
Novice at this.
He is a practiced professional.
Exactly right. This is what he does.
AJ, give me a hot dog. Did you ruin both of them?
I didn't ruin them.
There's one untouched.
Well, right. This one's got kind of split in it, but yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. We got this.
You know what I screwed up with? I thought you'd be able to handle this.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, everybody's ready to jump on someone. They do something, but...
Well, no, just... Shouldn't you have looked at what you were going to do?
Yes, I did. I watched the guy.
You watched the wrong video.
I watched the guy who successfully did it on...
No one wants to hear people yelling
this at each other. This is true, yes, right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hey.
I haven't put his finger on the end of the...
Now he's sucking the hot dog. That didn't happen any time during the course of the video. Never! Can you imagine him trying to recreate some experiment? Like, you know, someone discovered lightning. Okay, how'd they do it? Well, they put a key on a kite and they walked out in a storm. Okay, let me go out with the garbage can. No! It was a key and a kite and a lightning storm. Sorry, what were you saying?
Having put his finger on the end of the straw.
The other end, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't do that, but it might be helpful.
No,
here.
I think you have to watch the video and see what he did.
Again, a major newspaper had the guy do the exact same thing.
I didn't realize we were recreating the video from the newspaper.
Right. I thought
we were doing the one from Yankee Stadium.
We got this.
Okay.
We got this.
All right.
Going through.
Part of it is sucking the meat out of the straw. Not when it's in the hot dog. I didn't think it would be this hard to recreate a video.
Yeah, neither did I.
This guy would have hollowed out 37 hot dogs already.
That's good to know, because he does that. I eat my hot dogs like a normal freaking person.
Okay, well, can you just watch a video when we're going to recreate a video? Can you watch?
I watched a video.
Watch the wrong one.
The guy who I watched did it.
Okay, why didn't you just watch like Joey Chestnut eating a bunch of hot dogs and then do that? Because this is just as different. Hot dog!
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yeah, and these straws, I don't think your straws are strong enough to go through.
These are the only straws that they have.
Yeah.
Because straws...
You know what I'm talking about? Those straws you actually buy your kid save them?
Right. Yes.
Plastic straws are not easy to find anymore because of all stupid band.
That's right.
Honestly, lending more to my thought that this guy brought his own straw into Yankee Stadium just for this preparation.
That was like a dog hollower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is... I think, one, you have the wrong tool. So I think even if you tried to do it correctly... You're not going to get it done.
You know what I could do is I could take part of this hot dog off and just, you know, go with 3/4 of a wiener. It sounds like a good idea right now. Oh, wait. I think we got some progress here. I feel it going through. Boom.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
He's got a hot dog all the way. He's got a straw all the way through the hot dog.
Okay, so that means now.
Now you got to suck the meat out. You got to suck the meat out. Not of the hot dog, of the straw. Please watch the video.
But now I have a hole in the hot dog. I'm going to try and suck this water out.
Okay, you have a hole in the hot dog.
Right, hole in the hot dog.
And the straw's in the hot dog.
Right.
Okay. And the straw is coming out both ends or just one?
Coming out both ends.
All right, so we're all the way through.
Okay. No, but I don't see it coming out the other end of the hot dog. You know, I know it's stupid for me to think that we should recreate something by recreating it. Okay, there you go.
Yep. So.
But why did you stick it back in?
Why do you pull the ant? I don't understand what you're doing.
I'm getting ready to pull it back out so I can suck the water through the... Now, you can see it goes all the way through.
Okay.
So that means there's a hole all the way through, so it should operate like a straw now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm pulling it out.
All right, so did he pull the straw out?
Yeah, the straw was never even all the way in the hot dog. He just used it to make a hole, and then the hot dog became the straw.
It works.
Okay.
It's a horrifying image.
It's just a bad image. It's a really bad sound.
Plus, water going through a wiener really tastes horrible.
Yeah. See, beer's got to be pretty good.
Beer's got to be great. Not
hot dog and beer together. All right. This guy is a little bit of a genius, no?
He's certainly an innovator. I'll say that.
I'm getting the water through here, but basically this would be like me just walking over to a thing, like you just cooked hot dogs and me drinking the water out of it.
Can you imagine if you're like a NASA scientist and you're watching this? It's like, oh, okay, America's fixated on this. That's great.
Oh.
So I just figured out how to make a rocket that will get us to Mars.
That is so gross. It really is.
The water's got to be bad, but it's almost like a boiled hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like hot dog water. Say, even you cooked hot dogs in the water, you let it cool off, boom, that's what this is. It's a slick on the water.
There used to be a restaurant in town like a long time ago that I swear they used the water they boiled the hot dogs in for coffee. When you drank the coffee.
I'm having a hard time listening to anything that's happening. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you said you got coffee and the coffee what, had hot dog water?
Yeah, it was a hot dog flavored coffee.
Oh. Did it last long?
How long before some restaurants like in Brooklyn start trying to serve this as like an option?
AJ, this is...
It's horrifying
to
listen to.
But it worked. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. The war is disgusting going through a hot dog.
Beer is the way to go, though.
Beer is definitely the way to go. My lips feel so greasy right now.
There's nothing like having a hot dog and beer at a game.
No.
This guy was able to be... You know, it's like peanut butter and chocolate. It's like, hey, we're putting this together in one candy.
Once you get over the initial, like, repulsion... People are like, you know, I think we've all tried the Twizzler straw at the movie theater with the Coca-Cola. Like, this really isn't much different when you really think about it. It's just so much more public.
It takes a long time to get water. You've been sucking on that thing for a while. And you only got about a quarter to a half inch of water.
It's a tough pull. It really is.
I really said like a quarter inch.
Mm.
This will be memes for a lifetime.
Oh, my God. Again, this was not my idea.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm.
What am I nose? God damn it. What am I nose? A hot dog with my nose now. Son of a really? Ah.
Ugh.
All right. Well, we proved conclusively that does work. You can
it
see
does work.
I got about an eighth of the cup. Obviously, I need a better straw or firmer wiener. I have no idea. But obviously, it does work. Beer would definitely be a lot better than water.
Can you imagine eating that hot dog after you sucked a cup of beer through it?
Yeah.
It's got to be delicious.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, did we see that video ends before?
It's very, it's like 9 seconds, and it's the guy coring the hot dog, so using the straw to take out the center part, dunking it in the beer, taking a sip, and then that's it. That's all that we see.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you. I cannot stand that sound.
Oh, I feel so greasy right now. My lips feel greasy. My hands are greasy. There's hot dog stink everywhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The hot dog good?
The hot dogs, they're soubrettes.
Oh.
These are good hot dogs, yeah.
You know? I'm a Hummel's guy.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yes, I you know, Hummel's
so popular they were out.
Exactly. So I had to grab what I could.
You don't want to defile a Hummel's for this?
No, I do not. No,
we used the garbage dogs.
Exactly right. Yeah, no, a good quality dog was not going
to
deface.
This guy seems like, you know, the thicker, plumper hot dogs are the way to go. Seems like there's more structure to your straw.
Yeah,
your hot dog straw.
Plus, I mean, the ones he got, those are probably boiled wieners, so they're softer inside.
No, they're the ones on the roller.
Oh, roller grill?
Yeah, so I think it's got the skin on it, right? Isn't that how they do it?
I have no idea. I haven't been to a game in years.
To be fair, we don't see the dog be delivered either. We don't know if he went up to the grill and got it, or if it was one of those guys like AJ's saying where he's got like the, you know, the little walk-around deal around his neck, and there probably are dirty water hot dogs.
One of the keys to going viral is to have the whole thing play out in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's it. So
and
many
that's
questions.
What happened.
It's a mystery
we
now.
Have no idea
exactly
the prep time between, right? They could have, like, get rid of a whole bunch
but
of
now I
footage.
Want to do it to taste the hot dog after. So you put it back on the bun, you put some mustard on it,
yeah.
Now you got the whole deal.
Exactly, right.
Chaz and AJ. It's like marinating meat.
Hey. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Tone?
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Yeah. It's, there was a restaurant in the back, and they called Lums. They used to cook their hot dogs in beer.
Yeah. A lot of places, you know,
yes.
Beer-boiled hot dogs.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Beer battered.
Yep.
Soaked in beer. Yeah.
Yep.
The Irishman was the first time I've ever seen them just pour the beer onto a flat top surface and then steam the hot dogs as they're cooking.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I tried that at home, and that is delicious. They do get sticky on the outside, though.
All right. Thank you, man.
I'm going to be so sick later.
Really?
I just, my lips feel like.
It's the water wasn't great.
Just
I think you should have used beer.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have any beer around here.
Aunt Sonia Mayer. David Cassetti, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh. Is he howling on a hot dog, too?
I'm here.
There we go.
There he is.
Good morning.
Good morning. You hear me?
Yeah. You ever suck beer through a hot dog?
Never tried it.
Okay.
Nah.
Give it a shot sometime.
I think most people have not tried it.
This is going to become a trend. You watch.
Isn't it weird how we on the planet can just see a stupid video, and we all want to do it.
Monkey see, monkey do.
And
yep.
Yes, monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly.
Monkey
yep.
see, monkey do.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at the TikTok
like
challenges.
Ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
That was, we're raising money for ALS. But
all for good cause,
everybody,
yes.
Like one person does it, and then everybody's dumping ice water on themselves.
Exactly right. So now folks be, you know, drinking beer through a hot dog straw. You watch, right. It's going to become a trend now.
Got to try that.
Yep, you're going to see celebrities.
Well, you just did it.
Celebrities doing it. Yep, exactly, right.
Mayor, I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Good.
I'm going to try it.
All right, does anyone want to, you know, how can we raise money off of this? There's the key.
Yes.
You know, there's the key.
Right.
Is you do that, you don't make a donation, but then you challenge someone at the end.
Right. Right.
Are we doing it for free?
Never! Do we ever get it right? Never!
Thank you.
When should we trust AJ to get it right?
Never!
Thank you.
I wonder, AJ, so you need to make the video, right? And then at the end of the video, you say, I challenge Aunt Sonia Mayer, David Cassetti.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and then he'll, at the end of the video, challenge someone else.
Okay.
But how do we raise money? This is the same thing with the ALS thing. I think when you did it, you had to donate money.
Oh, okay.
When you made the video.
Yeah.
Are we picking a specific charity? I mean, it's a hot dog. Dogs sound...
Toy drive.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, definitely the toy drive.
What were you going to do?
I was going to say dogs sound right.
to animal rescue?
Right.
Right. Dogs for dogs.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Or aging Madonna.
Hopefully it doesn't end with the mayor.
Right.
Right.
Well, we got two.
Right.
Who would you challenge? I mean, I know it should be a surprise, but like...
Off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head.
Who I should challenge?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Who he should challenge?
No,
how about
no, no.
Mayor Zekin in Derby?
Okay.
Right. So you'd go to Mayor Zeke. We know Mayor Zeke would do it, so now we got three.
We got a trend. That's
right.
A trend.
Right, that's right. A trend right there.
Right. We get the governor to do it. That'd be great.
No, even get, what's his name? George Temple in Oxford.
George Temple in Oxford.
You know it would be the problem. You know,
yeah, that's where it ends.
Yeah, well,
that's it. That image, forever. Goodbye.
I know the first selectman. He will not suck on a hot dog.
No, 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 no.
What about Hess?
Yeah, we could ask Pete. Sure.
Right.
I think he would do it.
He would do bourbon.
Yeah, if you're right.
He would
you're
turn
right
it
about that.
He would turn it
he
up.
Would do bourbon. Right.
It's okay.
Yep.
I'll write you a note.
Yeah.
All right, because I think perfect. A Bloody Mary would actually work here.
A like, Bloody Mary would be great.
Yeah, you get those Bloody Marys that are real crazy with the sliders and the bacon strips and everything. This is what this is made for.
Right, the pickles and whatnot and the pepper and seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yep.
challenge the wrong person, you're going to see cocaine going up that straw. Wait a minute.
Wait.
It was supposed to be beer.
Right.
10 people down the line.
Right, now that wiener's numb.
Oh, this... Right.
That could be good.
Oh,
all right, so he's just going to make that video.
Okay.
There's some. There's a dog place in Brantford that we work with, but it seems like it should be somewhere like located in the valley.
Okay.
Like an animal place in the valley.
Right.
Because we're going to start with some valley mares.
Right.
Oh, we can figure that one out.
Yeah. We'll hash this stuff out later.
Man.
Yeah.
Do you have any food combos that you love that seem weird, Mayor?
Do I have any food combos?
Yeah, because the hot dog and beer is great, but not sticking the hot dog in the beer and sucking the beer through the hot dog. That's...
Like for example,
how do you get
one
the
step
hole
too
in the
far.
Hot dog? How do you get the hole? What, do you got to stick the straw through the hot dog and pull out the in the middle?
Yeah, so, but don't waste that part. You got to eat it.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with that part?
You eat it.
How do you get it out of the straw?
You suck it
you
out
suck
of the
it
straw.
Out of straw. You can hear him getting, you can hear his face getting red already. I can actually hear you blushing.
Yeah, don't waste the little weenie string in there.
I know the weenie string.
Yeah, you got the weenie string. Yeah, that's important. Put the umbilical cord of your hot dog.
Oh, I love hot dogs.
Exactly.
Yep.
I love hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs are great.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I like to go to Blackie's every Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, not Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
No, he's closed on Friday.
It's breaking and entering, yeah.
Well, year-round, they got a big sign that says year-round, closed Friday.
Yep.
They are great.
Yep, they are awesome.
They're practicing Catholics.
Yeah, but yeah, those hot dogs are awesome.
Yep.
Oh yeah, with the hot relish, out of this world.
Yep.
See, I'm thinking there might be something there with one of the Connecticut famous hot dog places.
Right.
Now, maybe they challenge one another.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, I like that.
The double dog dare, something like that. I don't know. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll figure it out.
Right.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're like halfway there.
Yeah. Just let me know when. Just let me know when.
Okay. Never!
Man, I can't believe I got so angry over a friggin' hot dog.
I was trying.
It's amazing the things that we, blow a gasket on here.
Well, right? When the original video is like 9 seconds long and we're 6 minutes in and nothing's happened. It's like,
but
come
it's
on.
All wrong.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
Even after we explained it, it's still wrong.
Right. There's Phil. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that an ember? Let me throw some gasoline on top of that.
No, I'm just saying I can understand it from that perspective.
Yeah.
We thought 10 seconds into the start of that segment, you were going to have liquid going through that hot dog.
Obviously, this guy is a professional.
He definitely is.
That was my first time ever doing something like this.
But you watched the wrong video.
I watched the wrong video, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't happen any time during the course of the video!
Like, if I'm ever going to blow some gasket in my head or like a blood vessel, have an aneurysm, a heart attack, that's like, this is going to be the last sound you hear.
Yep. That didn't happen any time during the course of the video.
Then blood.
Never. Exactly.
Then I grabbed my head.
Right. It's, St. Peter's there going, what the hell did you get so mad about?
Now, AJ, if you were thinking, you would have said, in the original video, the guy's not being yelled at either. So
this is true.
He was able to operate under pristine circumstances.
Look how nice and calm he is. He's taking the hot dog. He took the straw.
Oh, you're watching the right video. 40 minutes after our radio segment.
Because someone sent it to me. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought they were... Never mind.
Have you seen this before?
Never!
Yep. So, Mayor, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Can
it's
I work for you?
Mayor David.
There's something I can do.
AJ could definitely be in government, but not Mayor Cassetti's government.
No.
No, not mine.
Thank you.
We're happy, free-go-lucky. We do everything.
Yeah.
Happy, free-go-lucky, yes.
We tell everybody off on top of it.
Yes, it's very nice. When you're happy, free-go-lucky, go for it.
I could work for your government.
There you go. See?
There you go. There you go.
You got a big party going on in Ansonia.
Yeah, we got a great festival. We got the Rock the Valley this Saturday, August 27th, from 1 to 11 at the Nolan Field in Ansonia. I established that Rock the Valley with my events coordinator, Rich DiCarlo, back in 2015 as a gift to the people of Ansonia.
Wow.
And And we really had such a positive reaction and so much success that I decided to share the event with everyone in the region.
That's cool.
That's nice of you.
Yep. Hence, Rock the Valley has grown into one of the best events in our region.
You got lots of bands. You got our friend Daniel, Greenwolf?
Yeah. Yep. Daniel Greenwolf. He's going to be our Celtic magician. He's going to return as our MC.
Awesome.
You know, but I got a lot of good things, over 100 crafters and vendors and food trucks. I have a giant kid zone with the bouncers and games and activities. I am personally sponsoring the free petting zoo.
Nice.
Which we're going to have for all sorts of animals and pigs and goats and even a wallaby.
Dogs and cats.
For everyone's enjoyment.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you having?
Wallaby.
Petting zoo?
Wallaby.
Wallaby, a little kangaroo.
Wallaby,
right.
A pig.
It's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
A kangaroo.
Yep. Yeah. It's for the family. It's free admission, no cost, and we also have plenty of free parking.
Oh, I want to go there and pet the wallaby.
Yeah, you got to come and check it out.
What do we got for food?
We got everything from pizza to hamburgers and hot dogs to fish, French fries.
You got to have
a lot of Mexican food, too.
Oh, who's that? Your assistant in the background?
Hey, don't forget
that. Yeah, I got Rich DiCarlo here sitting with me.
That's great.
Okay, right. No sauce and peppers.
No, no sausage and peppers.
Wow.
We had that last week at the Italian Fest. Were you able to go down there, guys?
No, I missed
you
got to
start inviting us.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I had a sausage and pepper every night.
You need to.
You got to invite us!
Uh-oh, now he's mad
again. Yell at
I did.
You made him mad again. He became Al Pacino today.
Yeah. Would we ever say no to that invite?
Friend.
Never!
Yeah. It always ends in yelling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got Professor Louie and the Chromatics featuring the Woodstock Horns. We got a whole bunch of bands.
Now you got Gary a good
Lee.
Party there. So no admission?
No admission.
Okay,
no
nice.
C. I don't want to charge anybody anything. I want them to come and enjoy themselves. But I wanted to make it also kid-friendly and family-friendly so that you come and spend the day there. You know, it is a long time, 10 hours, but you know what? You come and go if you want.
Yeah, right.
We got plenty of parking in all the parking lots. And it's going to be a real great day. The weather's going to be outstanding. The weather forecast is beautiful.
You have a nice weekend. Yes, you do.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be cool. It's not going to be that stormy, hot thing.
Yeah, no stormy, hot thing.
All right, Mayor, so we're going to put together this hot dog beer challenge. And then
yep.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is you used to be a boxer.
Right.
And the dog or...
No.
Maybe we...
I got two of them at my house. I got two boxers at my house.
Nice.
That's interesting.
He's also wearing some.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you would do a charity boxing match if we found another celebrity boxer.
That's not me, is it?
Sure.
I don't want to get my face smacked.
When do you want to do it?
I don't know. I think, you know, right around the toy drive.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. That's fine.
Right.
Okay.
Will we do it down at Jordan's?
That seems like a good way to raise toys for kids is have two people beat on each other.
Yeah, main events, right. Exactly, right.
The mayor is incredible. He didn't have a question like, oh, well, when? I want to train. He was just like, sure.
Right. I'm always ready. Once I'm ready, always ready.
Yeah, this guy's comfortable in his own skin.
Yes, he is.
He's not worried about
what
people might think. He is who he is.
Exactly.
Good for you. All right, Mayor, thank you very much. Top 5 sweaty movies, movie guy Joe Myers on. Good morning.
Good morning, Chez. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, somebody, I think, at the station suggested this on Instagram last week after we did the erotic thriller. So
AJ's here, too.
One of my wood.
AJ, how are you?
Good, I don't know. I'm like, hey!
He felt a little left out. We know you just talked to Phil, so you got a chance to say hi to him.
Okay. Yeah, and I sent my regards to Ashley. I hope she's back soon.
Yes. COVID. 14 hours on a plane from Hawaii. That'll do it.
Hawaii. Yes.
Oh,
totally.
Hawaii.
Totally.
Horses bounce.
Wow. So top 5 sweaty movies. Do we know who from the station sent this over?
No, it was just from the station account.
Okay.
It was on Instagram. So I'm not sure. I'm sure whoever has access to that suggested it. And I thought it was good while we're still in the dog days.
Yeah.
Of summer.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
For number one, I mean, it was hard to rank these in order, but for number one, I have Do the Right Thing, which is probably Spike Lee's best movie, you know, and it takes place in Brooklyn on a scorching hot day.
That's true.
It
was sweaty.
it charts one long day, you know, where everybody's tensions are rising because of the heat and trying to find comfort from the heat. And,
oh, wow.
And it's just, I mean, it's a great movie, but
never
it's
saw
also
it.
A great movie.
I saw it.
You have
wild.
To watch it.
Was that the one where, like, the guy ran over the guy's brand-new Air Jordans and he lost his mind? With the bicycle.
Yeah, and Danny Aiello runs the pizza parlor in the neighborhood,
yep.
And it goes into sort of the racial tensions.
Yep.
And Rosie Perez, that great opening sequence where she's dancing to the song Fight the Power under the opening credits. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. Radio Raheem and all those people in it, yep.
Yeah,
was that Spike
yep,
Lee's
yep.
first movie?
No, I think...
He had done one called...
Coolie High, wasn't it?
That launched his career, though, right? Do the Right Thing.
It was the big movie. It played at the Cannes Film Festival. It got great reviews. I think he was up for screenplay for that, you know, and it helped launch Turturro and Rosie Perez and a lot of people that were in it.
Yeah.
Great part for Danny Aiello as the pizza parlor operator in the neighborhood. Just a great New York movie.
Right. And then one guy who worked for him was a character actor also. I've seen a million things.
Oh, yeah. John Lurie.
With the frizzy hair, yeah.
Yeah. He's his assistant. And, you know, it really sort of explodes at the end because everybody has just been under great pressure and great heat all day long in Brooklyn.
Yep.
It's one of the things not included in movie making now is people really
yes.
sweating because we have air conditioning everywhere.
Yes. Even the desert,
you know, I was thinking about that. You know, when you go back to earlier movies, you know, air conditioning in everyone's home was not common, like when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
You know, so one of the reasons why people went to the movies in the summer was the air conditioning. You got out of the heat and
yep.
you were, you know, comfortably ensconced. And a lot of baby boomers can remember coming out of like a double feature and that blast of heat suddenly hitting you.
The wall, yeah.
The wall of heat.
Yep.
I'm just watching the trailer for Do the Right Thing.
Uh-huh.
And Danny
yep.
Aiello is the pizza shop owner. Two things
yep.
that are like on, you know, they got right. He's got the apron on.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a picture of the Pope on the wall.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm like, yes.
There's got to be Sinatra
in New
up there
York.
Somewhere, too.
Yeah, there's
got to
be Sinatra.
Yep.
If it was today, there would also be a signed picture of Danny Aiello on the
right,
wall.
Exactly.
Right. Or maybe like Pacino or De Niro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Kind of shot.
Yeah, the Goodfellas, the Goodfellas trio.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else?
Number two, I went back to an oldie, Lawrence of Arabia, which won Best Picture in 1962. You know, it's set entirely in the desert. Everybody sweats throughout the film.
Oh, yeah.
Omar Sharif has one of the great entrances where Lawrence is in the desert and he sees a mirage in the heat. And slowly it becomes Omar Sharif riding up on
wow.
a camel. And one of the reasons why I put it down was I heard a story years ago that there was subliminal advertising placed in the movie in some theaters by Coca-Cola, like, you know, brief shots that you wouldn't register consciously.
Yes, split second.
Because people were feeling so hot during the movie that they
Coke.
Would go out and get soda. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea.
Oh, you know, did it, yep.
You know, but it's a great story. And
yeah. I mean, imagine that sweat and sand.
Yeah.
Every resembled a cinnamon stick.
I think it was like five little frames in a movie makes a second.
Yes.
And they would put
yes.
it for two.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they would just edit
yes.
in images of popcorn, hot dogs,
Coke,
soda.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly right.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a great story. Whether it's true or not, like I said, I have no idea. But it was told to me, actually, by somebody who was connected to the movie industry,
okay.
So maybe it was true.
Were the Arabs speaking with British accents?
No.
Okay.
They were talking regular, weren't they?
It's another movie I never saw.
Bits and pieces.
Omar Sharif has a Middle Eastern accent.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Quinn was not an Arab, but he played one, and he had an accent.
Yeah. You don't have an Arab with blue eyes.
Yeah.
And they rocked the Casbah.
It's a great movie. And it's, you know, it was 3 hours long, too, so you probably needed a few sodas during that.
Yes, it's true.
Hold on. Here's a clip.
Here. You. And where the hell do you think you're going to, Mustafa?
Good heavens.
We're thirsty.
I'm going to have a Coke.
Hot sweaty movie.
I'm going to have a Coke.
The one around.
That's why
I don't know why.
That's what he did.
I feel like I need a Coke.
A nice refreshing Coke. You should have one too. Coke adds life.
Jeez.
Nice.
The whole movie's hot and sweaty.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Clown shoes and derby.
Yeah, yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
There you go.
Is that on your list,
Phil? Very sweaty. No, it isn't, but that's a really sweaty movie.
Most Westerns are, you know. They're all wearing way too much clothing in the desert.
Yeah, but the eye scene at the end when they're doing the, with the close-ups and stuff.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
Everybody has shiny skin. One. Yep.
Thank you, man.
Good movie.
Good one.
Yep.
Clint Eastwood is so good in that movie. And he's Clint great. Eastwood in all of his movies. In all of his movies, yep. He's Clint Eastwood. But that character fits no matter what the time period is,
yep.
No matter what the situation, circumstances of the character are,
yep.
That person works.
Yep.
And he so never cool. needs dialogue. He never needs dialogue. He does it all with his facial expression.
Yep.
Yes.
He is the coolest person on earth.
You know, it would be funny. I've seen some outtakes where he's walking along and he's about to draw his gun and he. Ow! Damn it! Stub my toe!
Right?
I stubbed my toe.
Right. Even stubbed his toe.
Ouch. I got an ingrown toenail.
I had to ask myself one question. Do I have five toes or only four? Well, seeing this is the pinky toe, and we'll find every heavy piece of furniture in this building.
You have to ask yourself one question.
Did I break it?
So he's lighting a cannon right now with his mini cigar.
Oh, yeah, the Tipperillos.
The Tipperillos.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Tipperillo without the tip, though. It was old school.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That was a yeah.
Yeah.
The good. The bad.
That guy with a noose. Okay.
The ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
The good.
The bad.
The bad. Yeah, that's a good one.
Who you calling ugly?
Who you calling ugly? Punk.
Got yourself one question. Am I pretty? I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
That would actually be a very funny voice to use at the drive-thru speaker.
Right.
At like a number two place.
I'd like a Fanta orange.
Fanta.
Do you have any slushies? I would like the mango raspberry, please.
I'd like a hot apple pie. I think I just burnt my tongue.
Baked, not fried. What a Big Mac and some fries.
Hot, sweaty movies.
Yes.
Joe Myers has a top five list. We talked about two so far. John Miller Place, Long Island.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so I got a good one. It was a college cult movie when I was in college. Would be, how about Reservoir Dogs? Especially the ending.
Were they sweaty?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Great movie.
Yeah, and especially, in the beginning when they're having breakfast, Chris Penn, Sean Penn's brother there, he's drinking beers and sweating already. They didn't even pull the job off yet.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy sneezed and he would just start sweating.
Yeah, that guy used to sweat gravy.
I know.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
And he's great, excellent. Though. Chris Penn is so good in that one.
Yeah, what a shame.
Oh, boy, is he good. He's such a shame.
The only trivia I remember in college too, we all used to argue there was a huge conspiracy who shot Mr. Orange or was it Harvey Keitel, because the way the guns were pointed at the very end mathematically, yeah. I mean, this is years ago, they were trying to figure out, well, one of them couldn't have gotten shot, but I don't know. Anyway,
wasn't Keitel Mr. yeah. Pink? I forget.
Time no. to watch that again. Okay.
It was Buscemi because he makes a whole deal out of
yeah.
it.
Right, why do I have to be Mr. Pink?
Right.
You get a cool. It's easy for you. You got a cool color.
Yeah, you're blue. Yeah.
Hey, chartreuse pitched also.
Ah, the dialogue in that.
Yes. That's the my way or the highway.
Yeah.
And he points in different directions.
My way or the highway.
I'll make you violent if you don't shut up.
Mr. Blacks, someone else on another job. You're Mr. Pink. I love it. I love it so much.
Me too.
Great call. Thank you, John.
Take my call.
Thanks, sir. Yeah.
Perfect choice.
What else is on your list, Joe? So we got Do the Right Thing.
Right.
We have
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Desert makes sense.
Number three, it sort of relates to Do the Right Thing. It's another quintessential New York movie set on a hot August day, dog day afternoon, with Pacino, you know, pulling off that half-baked bank robbery. And at one point, the cops turn off the electricity to the bank, so the air conditioning goes out, and everybody sweats during the rest of that film. But it's a great movie. One of Pacino's best performances.
I've seen clips. There's another movie.
And he brings Fredo back in that one. That's his bank partner.
Cazal. John Cazal.
Yeah.
It's one of the great New York films, really. Just fabulous.
Attica! 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 And that's when he really starts shouting.
What is that
his dialogue? Attica? I don't know. I guess
prison?
Attica the prison, yeah.
That was the prison where they had a riot a few years before the movie takes place. And, you know, that was just a political reference they made in the film.
Yeah, he starts, like, throwing things at them, going, Attica! Attica! Attica!
Like they're mistreating him and his partners in the bank.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
And that is when he started shouting all this dialogue. Like, I mean, if we've watched,
Charles,
like,
Durning plays the cop. It's a Chris Sarandon got an Oscar nomination. He plays Al Pacino's boyfriend. Pacino's pulling the robbery in order to finance a sex change operation for Chris Sarandon.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
That's pretty advanced.
Oh, it was very advanced for early 70s. Yeah.
Pacino may have been the first prominent actor, American actor, to play a gay character, and they made no fuss about it.
Right.
That was just presented.
I didn't even know that.
It's Pacino.
Absolutely.
You
and he and Sarandon have a long telephone scene where Sarandon is talking to Pacino in the bank trying to convince him to leave. That got Sarandon an Oscar nomination. It's one of the great scenes in a 70s New York film.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I can definitely
see
that. Yep.
All right, come on. Keep him back. Oh, he's got a white flag.
All right. Okay. Right. Everything's all right. Come on. Right. Yeah. Okay. Come on out, Sonny.
Yeah.
All right, come on, get back. What the fuck are you doing? Get back.
Whoops. Okay. Hey.
I had a feeling there was a potential of that happening.
It's so gritty. Now we're sweating.
Okay, I just hit the dump button, so very good.
Yeah. Online, you're laughing your ass off right now.
Ed, Long Island.
Yeah, that's the one I was called in about all day afternoon. But I got a second one. How about Rocky One? A lot of sweating went on in that.
Yeah, pretty much any Rocky movie, really.
Training.
Yeah, all those training.
Fight
training
scenes.
Yep.
But his apartment.
Was more than any other one.
Well, especially Rocky III when he goes past, has to go back to like the old days, get the Eye of the Tiger back.
Right.
He's back at the gym. Everybody's glistening. Everybody's sweating.
That's right. His apartment and the gym are two very hot places.
Back to Mickey's gym, the whole nine yards. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no AC.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks
man.
So much.
You too. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So on Joe's list, we got Do the Right Thing, Lawrence of Arabia, Dog Day Afternoon. What else?
One of these was this one was suggested by that mysterious person at your station, A Time to Kill, Matthew McConaughey. It's a murder trial down south in Mississippi. Everybody's sweating throughout the whole movie. In fact, somebody tweeted me last night saying that McConaughey probably sweated in most of his early films. He was in Lone Star, Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused didn't really sweat, though. Wooderson was pretty much calm and cool.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Time to Kill is one of those quintessential Deep South movies, you know, where everybody is moving slowly and sweating profusely.
There's a fan running somewhere, one of those old, like,
absolutely,
1935 freestanding fans.
It does nothing.
It moves like you can actually see the blades.
It does nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the people in the courtroom have those handheld paper fans.
Yep.
To cool themselves.
Yeah.
A hamster has more breath than that fan.
We're so spoiled
now. wind.
Oh, Bernie in East Haven has a good one. This might be on your list.
Uh-oh.
Bernie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you got?
How about Paul Newman, Cool Man Luke?
Oh, prison film.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Prison film.
Chain Gang. That's a great one.
Yep.
Chain Gang stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that was a very good movie.
As opposed to Chain Man.
That scene where they're paving the road, just like they're all sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So hot.
Yep.
But the best scene in
that
movie is when the girl's washing the car.
Exactly. When you start sweating.
That is one of the greatest scenes in a movie ever. You could feel the hunger in these guys as they're watching that. Like, they haven't even smelt a woman.
Right.
in a long time. Yep. And they never will, and they're just watching like, oh, my God. It's like eating salad for 3 years and someone walks by with a pizza. You're like,
Folks use that scene a lot.
The fifth one, I had to go with one of the iconic movies, iconic images, 7 Year Itch. You know, Marilyn Monroe, it takes place in New York in the summer. There's no air conditioning. And at one point in the movie, she goes out to a film and hears a subway coming, Lexington Avenue line, and stands on the subway grating to get cooled off by the passing subway train, and her skirt, you know, blows wildly up into the air.
Oh, is that what happened? That's your beans.
And the story goes that when they were filming that on Lexington Avenue, such a crowd gathered, and Joe DiMaggio, her then husband, was there, and he was so outraged by, like, the way people were lasciviously watching this scene that it really kind of did not help their marriage.
Oh.
That is one of the most iconic scenes and images from a movie ever. I never saw that movie, but I know that scene.
Yeah, we've seen the scene.
The movie is a little stiff these days. It's not really great, but she is wonderful in it. And the running thing is she has no air conditioning, and she asks her downstairs neighbor to borrow a fan. She tells him that she keeps her underwear in the freezer in order to stay a little cooler.
We've done that.
So heat is a constant theme in the film. But that shot, I mean, that's one of the most famous shots in the history of movies.
True. You know, I have never seen a Marilyn Monroe movie all the way through.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. It's tough to get through because they really aren't that good.
They're not that good.
Yeah, a lot of them are not. You're absolutely right, AJ.
What's that one, Some Like It Hot?
Good.
I watched the beginning part, that was the end of it.
That's probably the best one. Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis are pretty funny in that. But, a lot of her movies are not so hot, no pun intended.
What a wild deal, though, because her movies weren't that great.
Yeah.
But her image and her name... It's still known by everyone.
Iconic. Lives on forever.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. And that subway thing is like one of the most iconic pictures they have of her.
Oh, my God.
Sitting in the grave with the dress blown up.
Oh, you'll see that everywhere.
There's some big recreation of that. I forget where. It might be California or something like that, but they actually have a big statue of her.
You're right, AJ. There's a statue. And also, when that opened on Broadway in the 50s, they had an enormous blow-up of that shot that, like, extended up from the marquee up the side of the building. It was amazing.
Didn't J-Lo just wear... an iconic Marilyn Monroe dress.
Was it
Kim
J-Lo?
Kardashian?
Kardashian.
It was Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
That's right.
And then she ruined it. She broke it.
She ruined. She wrecked it. She wore the dress that Marilyn wore when she sang "Happy Birthday" to JFK at Madison Square Garden.
How does anyone let that happen? First of all,
yeah, exactly.
Apparently, the family gave their blessing. That's what I saw.
Yeah, and the check cleared.
That's
it
right.
It was owned by Ripley's, believe it or not, museum, and she supposedly lost 18 pounds to fit in. It was a crazy story. Yep. I mean, just crazy.
Yep. Apparently came back on when she was wearing it. Well, it was
Ripley's. I don't know where the Some Like It Hot dress went. I think that would be more valuable, actually.
I would think, yes.
But yeah, that's an image that will never go away.
Never.
We'll see that forever.
Never.
Ever.
Yep.
It's like the hot dog and the beer. I mean, that image will go away.
Yes.
But the world looked at that and said, I've never seen this before.
That's different. Yeah, you just something really
it's so
different.
Obvious.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And now anyone can do it, but it'll be Marilyn Monroe that will be remembered for it.
Right,
Nick in Milford.
Absolutely.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Nick.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
There you are.
You guys hear me?
Yes. What do you got?
I'm watching this scene of the girl washing the car in Cool Hand Luke.
Great part. I got one for you. It's The Hot Spot with Jennifer Connelly and Don Johnson.
The Hot Spot.
I don't know that I saw that one.
Yeah, Don Johnson in a movie. It wasn't Miami Vice Part 2. Yeah.
A Southern film? Is it set down south?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I saw that.
The Hot Spot.
That's a great, great, great scenes in it.
And I'll put it on my list.
It's got the right title.
Yeah. True.
Oh,
all
yeah.
right. Thank you. Nick.
I love Jennifer Connelly.
Joan Fairfield or Joel? Sorry.
Yeah, no Stars. Good morning. How about the prison movie Papillon with Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
Steve McQueen, absolutely.
Hot, any hot prison movie. Film is sweaty.
Yes.
Or Frozen.
Yes, one of the two.
It's really only those two options. Yeah.
It's the only time they try and escape, either in the summer or the winter.
But they have air conditioning now in prison.
Yes,
correct?
They do.
I think. They do, yes. Yeah. They do, yes. That would be cruel and unusual punishment not to have it.
Yeah.
It's funny that, it used to be a rich person's thing, air conditioning.
Yeah.
And now it's totally. We all have it.
Now it's everywhere. Yeah. But when I grew up, people didn't have it in all of their houses.
No, we had no AC in my house.
We had a window unit.
Yeah. We didn't have, we had a
sometimes,
box fan.
Yeah, maybe in your bedroom or your parents' bedroom, there was one AC unit. But no, central air was not something I knew until much later in my life.
We had one box fan. That's it. One. In the whole household.
Yes.
My mom would put it in the window in the living room, blow the cool air from outside
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
That was it.
And you went to the movies to cool off.
Yeah, I wish we could have done
that. A fun thing to do with a fan that I did, it wasn't really well received, but they had a fan. It was a party in a basement. It was really hot.
Oh, no.
And everyone was kind of sweaty and moist.
Oh, no.
And I took a bunch of Cheetos and went outside and started running them through the fan.
Oh, wow.
And there was this orange mist.
God.
And people didn't realize right away what was happening.
like a bad spray on tan. Everybody's orange.
I thought a fart was coming.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, oh, I know what he's going to do. Let it rip.
Joe the Barber.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
86. Good morning, Joe. 86 Top Gun. Everybody's
of course, the volleyball game. Somebody tweeted that at me last night and said that should be on the list, and it's absolutely
true. What about on the ship when it's supposed to be all high-tech equipment and they're still sweating? It's supposed to be climate control, and they're just sweating
absolutely.
Like pigs.
I don't remember that.
They sweat the whole movie.
Really?
He takes his helmet
ready
off.
Movie.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Even when he's getting yelled at, too. Tom Cruise when he's getting yelled at by the Admiral.
Somehow the scene in the locker room where they're just out of the shower, they're sweating.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Yes.
From the passion.
you can actually see somebody shooting mist at him off set.
Yeah, it's the baby oil
really?
Mist. Yeah.
My friend, thank you, Joe. My friend Dan just
thank
texted.
You.
How about Total Recall? Mars,
yeah, yes. When they shut down the
oh,
air,
yeah.
And everybody's just laying there sweating.
Yeah, the government controls the airflow.
Yep.
Yes, I forgot that one.
Yep.
And it was the woman with the three boobs.
Yep. Now we get ready for a surprise.
Yeah. One more quick one, Mike Westhaven. We got Cool Hand Luke.
Okay.
We got that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've already watched the entire scene with the girl washing the
car. I think twice now, yeah.
They don't have her in that scene as much as you would think. The whole scene is 3 minutes, 8 seconds.
Right.
She's only in a few seconds here and a few seconds there. And
memorable.
Most of it is all the guys shirtless and tan.
Watching her.
In a ditch, talking
desperate.
About her.
Desperate.
Right. Digging.
All holding
while they're
to,
digging a ditch.
Holding onto their handles.
Yeah, it's interesting, but that her few seconds on screen, so iconic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wonder who she was.
Right. Did she do anything else, or was that
the
actress
up? That's something to look into.
Yeah.
It was Paul Newman the whole time.
Yeah.
It was. And he did a good job, too. He got convinced.
He was great.
Yeah.
Great. He was great in that movie.
I just remember a lot of sweat in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Joe Myers, thank you, man. Joe has a podcast available on Spotify, Now a Major Motion Picture. We're going to start moving Joe around a little bit so you won't hear him here next week
right
in the Wednesday slot, but we will hear Joe.
Thank you,
Joe.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.